I don't hate my father.
You're terrified of him, said Wigan, and you should be. But I think what you're really planning to do when you go home is kill the old son of a bitch.
No, I'm not, cried Zack.
The rage filled him again, and he couldn't stop himself from lashing out, but at least he aimed his blows at the wall and the floor, not at Wigan. So it hurt only Zack's own hands and arms and elbows, only himself. If he laid one hand on your mother, said Wigan,
I'll kill him.
Then Zack hurled himself backward, threw himself to the floor away from Wigan, and beat on the floor, and kept beating on it till the skin of the palm of his left hand broke open and bled. And even then, he only stopped because Wigan took hold of his wrist, held it, and then put something in his palm and closed Zack's fist around it. You've done enough bleeding, said Wigan. In my opinion, anyway.
Don't tell, whispered Zack. Don't tell anybody.
You haven't done anything wrong, said Wigan, except try to get home to protect your mother. Because you know your father is crazy and dangerous.
Just like me,
said Zack. No, said Wigan. The opposite of you. Because you controlled it. You stopped yourself from beating the little kid, even when he deliberately provoked you. Your father couldn't stop himself from beating you, even when you did absolutely nothing wrong at all. You are not alike.
The rage, said Zack.
One of the soldierly virtues, said Wigan. Turn it on the buggers instead of on yourself or your father. And especially instead of me. I don't believe in war. Not many soldiers do, said Wigan. You could get killed doing that stuff. But you train to fight well so that when a war does come, you can win and come home and find everything safe.
There's nothing safe at home.
I bet that things are fine at home, said Wigan. Because, see, with you not there, your mother doesn't have any reason to stay with your father, does she? So I think she's not going to put up with any more crap from him. Don't you think so? She can't be weak. If she were weak, she could never have produced somebody as tough as you. You couldn't have gotten your toughness from your father. He doesn't have much if he can't even keep himself from doing what he did. So your toughness comes from her, right? She'll leave him if he raises his hand against her. She doesn't have to stay to look out for you anymore. It was as much the tone of Wigan's voice as the words he said that calmed him. Zack pulled his body together, rolled himself up into a sitting position. I keep expecting to see some teacher rush down the corridor demanding to know what's going on. I don't think so, said Wigan. I think they know exactly what's going on. Probably watching it on a holo somewhere. And maybe they're keeping any other kids from coming along here to see. But they're going to let us work it out on our own.
Work what out? Said Zack.
I got no quarrel with you. You had a quarrel with everybody who stood between you and going home.
I still hate this place. I want to get out of here.
Welcome to the club, said Wigan. Look, we're missing lunch. You can do what you want, but I'm going to go eat.
You still planning to limp on that left ankle?
Yes, said Wigan. After you kicked me, I won't have to act.
Chest okay? I didn't break any ribs, did I?
You sure have an inflated opinion of your own strength, said Wigan. Then he stepped into the elevator and held the bar as it drifted upward, carrying him along with it. Zack sat there a while longer, looking at nothing, thinking about what just happened. He wasn't sure if anything had been decided. Zack still hated battle school, and everybody in battle school hated him. And now he hated his father, and didn't believe in his father's phony pacifism. Wigan had pretty much convinced him that his father was no prophet. Hell, Zek had known it all along. But believing in his father's spirituality was the only way he could keep himself from hating him and fearing him. The only way he could bear it. Now he didn't have to bear it anymore. Wigan was right. Mother was free, now that she didn't have to look out for Zek. He unclenched his fist and saw what Wigan had stuffed into it to stanch the bleeding. One of his socks, covered in blood.